山西省2021年高中阶段教育学校招生统一考试英语班测卷三。一、情景反应。本题共五个小题，每小题你将听到一组对话，请你从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三幅图片中选出与你所听到的信息相关联的一项，并在答题卡上将该项涂黑。每小题读两遍。
Number one, the Double Ninth Festival is coming.
Let's visit the nursing home and do something for the old people.
The Double Ninth Festival is coming.
Let's visit the nursing home and do something for the old people.
Number two, how I wish I could have a magic pen.
Ha ha.Then it can help you do homework.
How I wish I could have a magic pen.
Ha ha. Then it can help you do homework.
Number three. My brother is good at playing the violin.
Wonderful. He is a talented boy.
My brother is good at playing the violin.
Wonderful. He is a talented boy.
Number four. How's the weather in winter in Shanxi?
It's cold and sometimes it snows.
How's the weather in winter in Shanxi?
It's cold and sometimes it snows.
Number five, is it fun to have a pet dog?
Of course. I like to walk it every day.
Is it fun to have a pet dog?
Of course. I like to walk it every day.
Two, 对话理解。本题共五个小题。每小题你将听到一组对话和一个问题，请你从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出一个最佳选项，并在答题卡上将该项涂黑。每小题读两遍。
Number six.Hurry up, John. The school bus is coming.
Oh, Mom, I'm not ready yet, but I don't want to walk to school. Can you drive me to school today?
Question. How does the boy want to go to school today? Hurry up, John. The school bus is coming.
Oh, Mom, I'm not ready yet, but I don't want to walk to school. Can you drive me to school today?
Question. How does the boy want to go to school today? Number seven. Attention, everyone. You're supposed to hand in your work after this class.
Excuse me, Mrs. Green. It is really difficult for me. Could I hand it in a little later?
Question. Where are the speakers?Attention, everyone. You're supposed to hand in your work after this class.
Excuse me, Mrs. Green. It is really difficult for me. Could I hand it in a little later?
Question. Where are the speakers? Number eight. Jeff, let's learn how to make a sandwich.
Just wait a moment.If I don't finish my report in one go, I will forget what to write.
Question. What's the boy doing now? Jeff, let's learn how to make a sandwich.
Just wait a moment. If I don't finish my report in one go, I will forget what to write.
Question: What's the boy doing now? Number 9. Most people want to be a teacher or an officer, but to be a scientist is my dream.
That sounds great. Your dream will come true as long as you work hard.
Question: What does the girl want to be? Most people want to be a teacher or an officer, but to be a scientist is my dream.
That sounds great. Your dream will come true as long as you work hard.
Question: What does the girl want to be? Number 10. Mr. Lee, I don't know how to tell my parents about my mistake.
Well, it needs courage to admit a mistake, but being honest is more important.
Question: What does the man mean? Mr. Lee, I don't know how to tell my parents about my mistake.
Well, it needs courage to admit a mistake, but being honest is more important.
Question: What does the man mean?
3. 语篇理解。本题你将听到一篇短文，请你根据短文内容和所提出的五个问题，从每小题所给的A、B、C三个选项中选出一个最佳选项，并在答题卡上将该项涂黑。短文读两遍。
Last Saturday, a few active boys were riding bikes in our neighborhood. There was a man who was riding a motorcycle, carrying lots of things on it, but he didn't notice the children. As he rounded the corner, one boy rode towards him. To avoid the child, the man knocked against a car parked on the side of the road. The boy fell off his bike. The other boys ran away at once. The man took the boy to the doctor's quickly. The doctor said there was nothing serious with the boy. The child's parents also came, and they thanked the man for taking the child to the doctor. They felt sorry for their child's behavior. The owner of the car came too. There was nothing serious with the car, and he did not ask the man to repair it. All the neighbors thought the man was very kind. All the people live in peace, and they treat each other nicely there. Through this accident, I think it is a very nice thing to understand each other. To build a better world, people should be in others' shoes.
Last Saturday, a few active boys were riding bikes in our neighborhood. There was a man who was riding a motorcycle, carrying lots of things on it. But he didn't notice the children. As he rounded the corner, one boy rode towards him. To avoid the child, the man knocked against a car parked on the side of the road. The boy fell off his bike. The other boys ran away at once. The man took the boy to the doctor's quickly. The doctor said there was nothing serious with the boy. The child's parents also came, and they thanked the man for taking the child to the doctor. They felt sorry for their child's behavior. The owner of the car came too. There was nothing serious with the car, and he did not ask the man to repair it. All the neighbors thought the man was very kind. All the people live in peace, and they treat each other nicely there. Through this accident, I think it is a very nice thing to understand each other. To build a better world, people should be in others' shoes.
Four. 并将获取的信息填到答题卡相应的位置上。每空一词，短文读两遍。
Zhang Fengrong scored 676 out of 750 in 2020's Gaokao. It made her get a chance to choose any university for further education. However, when she chose archaeology at Peking University, many people discussed her choice a lot, saying the subject has little real value.And they also said it's better for her to learn a subject which can bring more money so that she can change her living condition. People who want Zhong to choose a useful subject are caring about her hard life. However, they should admire her because she has a strong will to make her own decision for the future job. So in fact, no one else can take her place to make decisions. People may hold different ideas.We are supposed to respect her own choice. As long as she takes it seriously and makes a decision carefully for her future, that is enough. Your successful future is decided by how good you are at your job instead of by what subject you learn. So look for your own interest and find out a road to success for yourself.
Zhong Fengrong scored 676 out of 750 in 2020's Gaokao. It made her get a chance to choose any university for further education. However, when she chose archaeology at Peking University, many people discussed her choice a lot, saying the subject has little real value. And they also said it's better for her to learn a subject.Which can bring more money so that she can change her living condition. People who want Zhong to choose a useful subject are caring about her hard life. However, they should admire her because she has a strong will to make her own decision for the future job. So, in fact, no one else can take her place to make decisions. People may hold different ideas.We are supposed to respect her own choice. As long as she takes it seriously and makes a decision carefully for her future, that is enough. Your successful future is decided by how good you are at your job instead of by what subject you learn. So look for your own interest and find out a road to success for yourself.